So we were just working with connecting more completely to higher self, to guardian angel, and welcoming in one guide or angel to be with each of us during the sound healing meditation. So Ellie Tom's going to breathe from this space. It's about 8 inches behind the physical body, behind the heart chakra. And just say a couple of words, since this is his channel it's going out through. And then I'll take over and we're going to do some sound healing. And everyone can just lie down if you want, sit up if you want, be comfortable however you want as you listen to this. You don't need to watch it.
It's good to be in a sacred space. Enjoy, let's enjoy the journey, and that's what it's all about.
Great. So I am Norma Gentile, a sound shaman. Just relax. Let the surface you're lying on support you. You know the nature spirits of couches and floors and beds love to do their job. They love it when we let them hold us up. So just allow yourself to do that. Let them do their job. Whether it's a chair, a bed, a floor, a futon, just let them support you. And as you relax and let your body be supported by whatever you're sitting or lying on, you open yourself to a greater awareness of allowing the air, the chi all around in the air and the land, to interact with your body. Energies to enter. We exit, we allow to depart that which is no longer in tune with us. A simple way to do this is to remember not to push, but rather to simply ask, wait, is this really mine? So whenever you feel something happening, just ask if it's really your sensation. And sometimes with sound, that translates into the physical body. Sometimes it translates into a sense of nervousness, even a sense of frustration. And sometimes recognizing that every single energy has a consciousness within it allows that energy to to go home. When you ask an energy, wait, is this really mine? When you ask looping, repetitive thoughts, we were talking about the monkey mind earlier. If I think a thought more than twice, I think, whoops. Because if my thought isn't moving forward, it's not mine. It's an energy making a thought repetitively in my brain. If I'm focused on something and suddenly start making my grocery list, oops, what's going on? And I ask that thought about the grocery list, wait, are you really mine? Are you really in current time? And it silences itself. So anyone who's feeling chitty-chatty brain right now, just take a moment. Again, if you're looping over and over, if you're having the same emotion, ask it if it's really yours. That tells the energy that you're ready to let go of it. That you're recognizing that its vibration no longer serves you, it's no longer helping you. And you want it to go home. You want it to go to wherever it would be of service. It has a home, even if it feels sticky or staticky or uncomfortable. I just visualize planet, sticky, stucky, uncomfortable, gray, heavy, whatever it is. Or visualize planet angry. Because the energy really isn't angry or anger. It's causing that in us in order to say, I'm not in tune with you, let me go. Asking whatever we're noticing, if it can be let go of, if it's really ours. Is it really my thought, my sensation, my emotion? Allows it to travel to wherever the consciousness within it knows that it needs to go to. And Archangel Michael, by other names you may know it, intersects all the different dimensions of consciousness and acts like an elevator shaft. So all the energies can just see Archangel Michael and can know that they can get home. You don't need to do anything, don't change them. They're perfect as they are. They're going to be perfectly in tune in planet, sticky, heavy, angry, wherever they're going. It's our perception of their vibration that makes us judge and try to fix them to be correct according to us. They're fine as they are. They helped us at some point in time and they can go home. They can see, feel, know the presence of Archangel Michael, an archetypal energy present in our reality and present throughout all the dimensions of our reality. They already know Michael's energies. Just allow whatever the energy is you're noticing to go to wherever it wants to go to. In this way, you are of service, allowing the energy to follow its own evolutionary journey and return home. Oh. safe for energies to go home. No one is pushing or pulling. Let the energies feel that they can go home, that it is safe for them to depart from wherever they have been nesting. It is safe for them to make the journey now. Assist these energies in welcoming themselves to move into Archangels too, and ask that Lahiri facilitate and allow these energies to move off the property so that they might complete their task home, whether they're going up into the heavenly dimensions or moving down into the earthly dimensions, or what we perceive as earthly dimensions. That involutionary pattern that Michelle Smallwright speaks of. And just continuing to allow those energies to move wherever they want. And there's no need to force anything to come in. It's perfect osmosis. Those energies that are exactly in tune with your body now are already seeping into the spaces that are now empty and available to be filled by your energies. Remembering, energies that are in tune with you are perfectly in tune with you. There is an absolute stillness of mind, a lessening of the breath. Sometimes the breath just becomes very, very light and thin. Other times you may have occasional deep breaths, even sighs, as the body says, ooh, give me more chi, I want more of that air chi for a second. You'll just have one or two big breaths, and you may release as you exhale some other energy that wants to come out through the breath. Thinking about that sensation of unconditional love. As humans, we think we know what unconditional love is. We might pass through it on occasion. Nature can show us what its version of unconditional love is. And as the nature spirits intensify, the nature spirits in the room intensify their level of unconditional love. What is not unconditional love and what we are ready to let go of can be revealed. So anything, again, staticky or uncomfortable can leave. And that intense flowing of chi that you might experience through your feet is your own body responding to the nature spirits of the room and the land beneath, reflecting what they consider to be their level of unconditional love and letting that be magnified in a way that becomes consciously available to all of us, all of humanity. Our level of unconditional love may not be the same. Perhaps there's multiple levels, maybe unconditional love is a spectrum of consciousness. But when the nature spirits at their level of unconditional love are present with our physical form, it awakens from within us a remembrance of our unconditional love, that unique quality of energy that each of us has, and that is the innate core of the expression of our soul coming through our bodies now. That traditional heart chakra tuned to our unique quality of unconditional love. And just find that space about 8 inches behind your physical body, behind your heart chakra. Just be there for a moment, breathe from there, return the breath to there. And I'm just going to sing a song for the heart chakra and that space behind the heart chakra where guides and angels sit and inspire and support us to be our best expression of our unique level of unconditional love. Thank you. creation of God, which is human. You inspire God as you see the angels within each other, looking upon each other's eyes. Job has now come to completion. Be safe and well upon their journey home, including that guide, that angel that sat with each person listening. Take a moment. What one thing do you need to hear? Not a novel. What one word, one phrase, an image, a symbol, a body sensation? What one thing have you been too busy or distracted to fully comprehend? From the space behind the heart, just offering a bit of gratitude and compassion for whatever message was received. Additional messages, no doubt, can be downloaded during dream state. For right now, just allow yourself to gently breathe from the space behind your heart, return the breath there, thanking and releasing whatever guide, angel, energy, being connected with you in this magnified manner. And when you're ready, go ahead and just begin to bring yourself back by breathing more deeply, moving your hands, whatever system you have. I like to think about breathing up through my feet, into my legs, into my pelvis, into my tummy, thereby initiating a breath into my low back when I'm lying down. So my low back presses against the earth just a little bit. And I find that a nice way to just bring myself back very slowly and gently, just increasing the size of the breath, continuing to bring the breath up from the feet. So just very gently allowing that breath to come up from the bottom of the feet into the legs, into the pelvis. And for those that are familiar with pranic tubes and Merkabas, you can also imagine breathing down through the pranic tube and letting that breath rest for a minute in the Dachien. And at some point you may feel the breath go all the way through to that space beneath your feet. So you're invoking a flow of energy that goes in both directions simultaneously with each breath. If you don't know about this, feel free to learn about it. Take a nice deep breath. Slowly come on back. And we're going to gently pause the video.